This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Robertaspizza.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me? Are you getting me?
The survey only takes a minute, and you can win a $50 gift card to Target, Walmart, or Home Depot. It's absolutely free, and if that sounds good, I can transfer you now, okay?
Sure. Now, what's your name again? Hello?
Great. Don't hang up. The automated entry system should start as soon as I disconnect with you.
Oh, can I just do the survey with you? It looks like we lost her.
Oh, man.
Michelle, if you're listening.
Michelle, I know you're out there
Give
listening.
Me a call back. I'm happy to do the survey.
The signal in here is bad, and it's something that I've talked about getting fixed. And now that G. Paul Jr.'s here and Jack's out, maybe we can see this happen.
I have a feeling like...
Oh, who's that?
I have a feeling like there might be a lot of foil lining the studio to block out... Bad signal, but it's blocking out my good signal, too, my cell reception signal.
This takes us right into tonight's show. You are listening to Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk.
Breaking news!
Breaking news! It just came over the Mojo Wire.
The show is back!
The show is back after a one-week hiatus. G. Paul Jr. will answer any of your questions regarding last week's rerun.
Anything.
Anything and everything. Gonna wave it, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I like that guy. I like his
shit. Let's jive sometime, huh? Let's jive. Let's jive. We're gonna jive with Mike at some point in the future. But tonight's show is about risk. That's right. We're down on the trading floor. We're risking. High risk, high yield. That's what my stockbroker tells me.
See, I'm a conservative.
Ah.
More conservative.
You're a lot more conservative than I am.
Certainly. Look at my haircut compared to yours.
Couldn't agree more.
For the viewers at home who don't have the viewing mechanism.
And that's a risk you take when you listen to the radio and you don't have the viewing mechanism.
Eric's a filthy hippie with long hair and sideburns.
Yes.
And I have a respectably trimmed beard and a normal gentleman's haircut.
Yes. And
put it to one side.
And that's because...
I wear glasses. He does not, even though he should.
Right. And the reason why Dr. Michael Zoman maintains and keeps up this look is that he is currently submitting his headshot and CV to perhaps be cop number 3 or FBI agent number 5 in a primetime hour-long drama.
That's true. I also potentially have an audition for Mall Cop 3.
Cell 4 now. I'm sorry to cut you off, Dr. Michael.
That's okay.
We're on the floor.
Mall Cop 3 starring Kevin James.
You play the young Kevin James.
Paul Blart, I play Kevin James in his youth.
You play Kevin James playing Paul Blart in his youth.
And finally, we're going to give, we're going to give the audience the tie-in to King of Queens they've always wanted. King of Queens being the post-cursor to the Mall Cop trilogy.
I think you're risking...
Fresh out of Scientology, I'm going to marry Leah Remini in Mall Cop 3 when I play the young...
Leah Remini.
Remini, when I play the young Paul Blart.
No, you play the young Kevin James playing
well,
the young Paul
Blart. Well, we explained that. Don't worry.
You are seriously taking a risk.
Spoiler alert.
You keep listening because there will be spoilers. And you seriously take a risk by not listening to tonight's show. We got a lot of stuff in store. We're going to speak to you about risk. We're going to speak to you about reward. We're going to speak to you about how risk versus reward will guide your life in a path to make you unafraid of taking a risk. We're going to live on the edge tonight.
We're going to talk about some of the riskiest behaviors that the world can provide.
I would like to talk about ancient risks.
We're going to talk about the kind of simple daily risks that you go about.
Hey, I got it. Here's a daily
partaking
risk.
Partaking in at every moment.
turning your alarm off in the morning and getting up.
Here's a daily risk: letting the sun touch your skin.
I couldn't agree more.
So, but let's not.
Let's get off the trading floor. Let's get off the trading floor for a minute. I told him sell four, right? You heard me. I hope he got that. I know the
sell four.
Sell
Locked
four.
Locked a prisoner in cell four.
Cell four. Put him in cell four. Breaking news is coming in. I'm getting it in my earpiece. Breaking news coming in right now. Breaking news. This just in over the Mojo Wire. Business is a risk. Oh, business is a gamble.
Most definitely.
This just in. Let's talk about the risk one might take in any type of business. Let's talk about legal businesses, like starting your own law firm. There's some risk in that.
Oh, certainly there is.
I mean, maybe nobody needs your assistance.
Opening a store is a risk.
Opening
Buying
up
a property to yeah. resell for profit is a risk.
Sure. I think, you know, investments in businesses and shops and law offices are risks. These are all inherent risks that we take. Especially when we're moving, we're shaking, we're taking risks.
We're sizzling up some bacon.
We're moving and we're shaking and we're sizzling up some bacon. And
we're funking and we're grooving.
Yeah, we are funking.
No money to be losing.
Nah, they don't pay us anything to do this show. We do it because we want you, the listener, to be well educated when you step into the arena of risk. Let's talk about some rewards that can happen from getting into a business risk.
Fame.
Fortune.
Jewels.
Nice cars.
Travel women. The world.
Women.
Yes.
Women.
Whatever you're into.
Properties.
Yes. Heirlooms and artifacts of your previous generation.
Vehicles.
Nice cars? Oh, you're talking about vehicles, like a cigarette boat.
Yes.
Yeah, cigarette boats.
ATVs.
Swift boats.
Hey, too soon. John Kerry is
paddle,
a listener.
Paddle boards, style surfboards.
Oh, those hoverboard things that the kids are riding.
Hoverboards.
Yeah.
Those, these are the rewards for the risk of going into business.
A family, a future, security, insurance.
These are the rewards.
Home ownership, equity.
6 weeks of paid vacation.
Respect within the community.
Wow.
Respect within the community.
Respect within the community.
I'm GPG. Respect within the community. My entire life is devoted to gaining respect amongst my community.
I'm a pillar of the community.
Why don't you back the fuck up, dude?
That's a risk when you speak like that on Heritage Radio Network. Punk's very own original content show, Roberta's Radio, starring yours truly and my almost always constant companion, Dr. Michael Zone.
Well, I mean, I have been in a committed heterosexual relationship for over 14 years.
I know. We're just roommates. It's fine.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it.
Yeah, it is. That's what they call it. GPJ. Yeah. You better watch out, man.
I mean, he already told you to back up earlier.
Let me go. Lightning round.
Okay.
Lightning round. Are you ready for this?
You're taking a risk going up against JPJ, who's backed by JPS.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Y'all ready for this? I'm ready for this.
Top 10 riskiest business investments as of right now. Are you prepared?
Let's do it.
Because we're going fast. Recordable media manufacturing.
Risky.
These are the top 10 riskiest investments.
I'm sorry.
Appliance repair.
Risky.
Leather tanning and finishing.
Risky.
Fuel dealing.
Risky.
Commercial banking.
Also risky.
Major household appliance manufacturing.
Risky stuff. We're getting rid of those appliances.
Business certification and industry style schools.
Very risky. I would highly recommend that you stay away from that field.
Gasoline and petroleum wholesaling.
Ooh, risky.
apparel knitting mills in the United States.
Risky.
This industry has moved.
Yeah, overhead overseas. Is so high, and like you'll never make it back.
Newspaper publishing.
Risky. Like actual newspapers?
And that rounds out the top 10 riskiest business investments of 2016.
Hey, this is what we're giving to you, the listener. We have gone into the field of risk, the arena of risk. And we have battled like champion gladiators.
Deep into the businessinsider.com website.
You have a couple friends down there.
To find the most current article about risky business investments.
Risky businesses.
The world is a changing place. Technology is king.
You know, what used to be a risky business was running a brothel out of your home while your parents were away on vacation.
Dealing crack cocaine.
Well, you know, now we start to talk about some businesses that are very risky. I think number one is selling hard drugs.
Yes.
That's a risky business. Let's talk about the reward there. Is there one? Dr. Cash. Michael Zoman.
Cash.
Cash?
Cash, which in itself provides a host of problems.
You get to mo money, mo problems.
Certainly. Yes. And you have a lot of cash, you can't put it in the bank. You can't
not
necessarily
when you're gaining
invest
it by ill-begotten means.
Exactly. Yeah. It must be spent somehow.
Sure, that leads me to another risky business, money laundering.
Sure, certainly.
So, like, the money you got, it's all dirty, it's covered in dirt, and it's, like, got, like, twigs and sticks and, like, parts of dead
ink
animals.
Stains.
Yeah, it's nasty stuff.
It's wet from sweat in the summer.
Yeah, it's just, it's nasty. So you gotta take it to the laundromat and clean it. But I mean, the one I go to on the corner by my house, 24 hours, great place. Shout out to my local laundromat. You look pretty silly when you have a washer full of money there when other people are doing their clothes laundry.
Well, and, you know, that's a huge risk. Personally, when I've laundered money, I've done it when I've had a washer and dryer in my own home.
Sure. So let's go ahead and make sure that we understand that if your money's all dirty with filth and detritus from the city or the urban or suburban or exurban landscape around you, just get your own washer dryer. I'm a Maytag guy myself. I would take a risk by going to anybody else.
Not a GE fan?
I mean, you know, this goes back to like their business practices, JPJ. We talked about this yesterday at the pre-production meeting.
And at Cipriani's, right?
Cipriani's.
Fidei.
Only one I go to. The only one I go to. It's lovely there. I just leave my jacket there all the time. We're there every Monday. And I thought the Chateaubriand last night was, how do they say, Sacre Bleu?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. It was a little blue inside. It was weird.
The chef let me flame my own creme brulee.
That's nice.
Yes.
You bring your own torch? Or
no, I used his, but it was fun.
It's a nice torch, right?
You guys didn't see me because I'm not allowed at the pre-production meeting, but I was in the kitchen staging as an excuse to watch you from afar.
Get out of
to spy in your meeting so I might have an insight into what was going to happen.
Hey, let's
today.
Talk. Let's
you
talk
have a good
about
stage.
Did you?
No, I made a lot of mistakes and got yelled at a lot, but...
It was a bad stage.
It was a bad stage.
Are they going to let you stage again?
I got to flame up my own creme brulee.
That's pretty
and
cool.
I got to watch you guys and listen to your clandestine conversations from afar.
Yes, you did. I felt like there was a bug under the table.
Well, that might have been me just hiding under your table. Tickling your thighs.
Yeah, indeed. It
like
was
a little
nice.
Bad boy.
You know, I had a lot of fun and... let's talk about what you risked by doing the stage at Cipriani's Fidei and what the reward perhaps was. Was there a reward?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Let's talk about the risk. You knew going in that it wasn't going to be easy and it wasn't going to be fun. And you went anyway. But you were risking this.
I risked humiliation and received it.
Okay, was that the reward you were looking for?
No,
correct
I knew.
Answer, yes.
I knew exactly what was going to happen today. I even knew you were going to ask me about this because I could see you see me from the past. You looked me right in the eyes.
I didn't know it was you.
You
were
did
like
too.
You were like undercover boss.
You knew it was me.
Don't. I had no idea.
You looked at me and you thought, "Is it him?" I can't tell. But you knew that it was me.
I risked holding my gaze just one moment longer to think. Could it be him? And my reward is that he already knows what I'm going to say.
I knew the whole plan, the whole format of the show.
Is that a reward?
Well, for me personally, it was. That's why I did it.
Is something negative or detrimental to one's being a reward in a sense?
It can be. This is the balance we're talking about tonight.
What if it's a situation where you learn by doing, where the reward is negative to the current situation?
Well, that would be more like if I was staging at Citriani's because I wanted to work there.
Citriani's, Fidei.
That would have made more sense, but I was staging there just in order to listen to your conversation.
Yes.
So a different reward.
I think my takeaway, the way I read it, is the reward was you got to make your own creme brulee.
I didn't know you knew how to read.
Actually, I don't.
I didn't think
so. I took a risk when I was young.
And I didn't get to make my own. I torched my own, and it was gross because I didn't do it right.
You didn't do it right.
No. It was really burned in the center, and I kind of unset on the edges.
So then what was the reward of you risking your humility and your dignity by staging at Citriani's Fidei?
I heard your conversation. That was the whole point.
Okay. I'd like to point out to our viewers and our listeners that it's not always an elegant, fancy reward. It's not always a reward.
It's not always
that
jewels.
It's not an instant
diamond
satisfaction,
ring.
Gratification type of reward.
It's not a PayPal deposit in your account.
You play what we call the long game. I'd like to take a break now and let everybody think about the long game in their life. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more risk and reward. Roberta's Radio.
Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I'd like to say thank you to Brandon for making that awesome bumper.
Brandon, there was very, 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 very awesome.
Very awesome. Very awesome stuff.
Awesome!
Hey,
awesome!
In case you can't figure it out, let me hip you to it. This is Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk.
At Roberta's Restaurant.
We are actually in a shipping container. But that's just what it's like. If you ever watch Doctor Who, he's got that phone booth thing that he goes inside and it's huge.
Way bigger than that.
Yeah, that's kind of like what's going on here in these shipping containers. It's huge in here. There's so much room in here. We build an annex. We put
huge.
It's huge. We put. We're trying to make Heritage Radio Network .punk great again.
We took a risk. Remember in the 80s when Heritage Radio .punk was cool?
I remember in the late 70s when I was listening to Heritage Radio Network .punk, and they were on the front lines. They were taking a risk. They were taking a risk by playing a music that was by us, for us.
This reminds me that tonight at Three Diamond Door, there's going to be a punk rock music listening party.
Really?
Hosted by DJ Mike Microwave.
Really?
In the back room.
And what kind of music is it again?
Oh, it's going to be punk.
It's punk music.
Hardcore punk.
Hardcore punk. How does that differentiate from punk music?
Is there more risk? Come find out.
Is there more risk?
There is more risk.
Yeah. Is this hardcore punk?
This is normal punk.
Oh, this is punk. Okay.
Now,
so it's riskier.
JPJ, pull up the band Siege and play a clip of Siege. Well, this will be hardcore punk.
Hey, for all you kids at home, enjoy this hardcore punk.
Siege.
Take a risk. Listen to some hardcore punk. Powered by Roberta's Radio Heritage Network .punk.
He's giving us the keep talking signal.
Yeah, JPJ, you know,
Siege?
Like,
no.
Where's
no.
your old man now? Took a risk by not bringing him down here. Hey, we're back.
This is hardcore.
We're back. This is your first hardcore punk song.
See the difference?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I took the risk of listening to a hardcore punk song.
So what I'm going to give you is probably 60% punk,
yeah.
20% hardcore,
yeah.
20% power pop.
Oh, okay.
Which in my mind is the other side of the punk coin.
Well, yeah, like, you know, punk is, yeah, punk kind of split.
I'm sorry.
It's like new wave.
He, DJ Mike Microwave, will give you that. DJ Mike Microwave is not Dr. Michael Zoman.
No, there is. They just
there
share
are
a first
plenty
name.
Of pictures of them in the same place at the same time.
Absolutely.
Audio recordings, hands. Pictures, yeah.
Yeah, shaking hands.
It's well documented.
Well documented. We want to get into...
I really love this Siege record. It's so insane sounding. It's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, he's psycho, dude.
He's, you know, hey, here's something that's cool. Psycho Billy. You ever heard of it?
I have. One time a guy I worked with played stand-up bass, and he tried to get me to play drums in his Psycho Billy band.
That's cool. What happened to him?
He disappeared.
Really?
He liked to go to... Oh, what's the neighborhood? Bensonhurst to get into fights.
Yeah, that's I believe you've told me this story.
He was a psycho.
He played stand up bass in a psychobilly band.
Yeah. Oh, is this psychobilly?
Oh yeah. This is the is this the psychobilly 4? What's their name? Put a leash on that bass. Huh? Let's take it for a walk, eh?
I know. Good lord. Get that psychobilly trash out of here.
Yeah.
This is a cool studio.
Yeah, this is a safe space for cool stuff.
You're going
to
have to replace these headphones now that psychobilly's on play.
Safe space.
This is a safe space for cool stuff.
Trigger
warning. I want to talk about some other risks. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like the game of risk. Game of risk. Not to be confused with game of life.
Or Battleship.
Oh, Battleship.
Stratego.
Oh, Stratego was one that I played a lot as a kid.
I loved Stratego.
I always liked my favorite character was the guy who the bomb dude.
The bomb?
No, not the bomb.
Oh, the guy who has a bomb?
The guy who detonated or who like defused the bomb, the diffuser.
Oh.
That guy took a risk every time he stepped out onto the
game
board.
I was just thinking about how I loved the bomb.
Oh, the bomb was sick though.
I loved to put the bomb in weird places where someone would run into the bomb and like it made no sense.
Boom.
Or sometimes I'd be like, oh no, I ran into the bomb and I lost. Whoops, I put it in a weird place.
Put it in a stupid
but
place.
Hey, you know what?
That's a risk.
Tell me about it.
Let's talk about the reward of playing a game.
Come on, sucker. Tell me about it.
Come on, man. Tell me all about it. Let's talk about reward of playing the game of Stratego. What happens if you risk putting the bomb in a weird place and you end up winning the game? What is the reward?
Satisfaction. Gratification.
Yes.
Hopefully,
dominance.
Hopefully, a sense of closeness with the person you played the game with.
Not a place, not a time, but a battle of wit and skill and strategy. Stratego, we're generals.
Yeah, we're generals too.
Scouts and lieutenants. Miners and spies all conspire with bombs and brains to capture the enemy flag.
Miner? Is it the miner?
Yeah. Miner digs out the bomb.
Miner digs out the bomb. From Milton Bradley. Yeah, great stuff. You could probably play it on like PlayStation VR now.
Play it on your iPad Mini.
Oh, sure. Play it on your iPad Maxi. It's huge.
Play it on your iPad Suprema.
It's huge. Play it on the iPad XL.
Play it on your 56-inch touchscreen TV.
Play it on your 58-inch touchscreen telephone.
You can touch. That makes perfect sense, right?
I think it's called the iPhone.
But a TV.
Oh, like one that stays at your house that you can possibly take anywhere?
56-inch TV you
can
touch.
Something like what they were doing in iRobot or something. Remember, what was that movie with Tom Cruise? It wasn't Risky Business. We already talked about that one.
Big?
Yeah, Big.
Forrest Gump.
Remember he took the risk by dancing on that giant piano and the sign clearly said around the
burbs.
Piano. Don't. The Burbs. Joe versus the Volcano is great.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. That's a favorite of mine. Meg Ryan plays three different characters in that film. She took a huge risk by
doing it. It's a master class.
It is a master class.
New Hampshire has a huge heroin problem.
Whoa. Hey, current events time over here.
Excuse
at Roberta's Radio. And we're going to talk about New Hampshire's problem with Donald Trump.
They have a huge Trump problem. Everyone's shooting up Trump into their minds.
Yeah. Getting all twisted up on Trump's ideas.
And it's, frankly, I don't like it.
I always thought that their state motto was a bit nihilistic for me. Live free or die. You know, like they're like it was one or the other. That's a risk. It's a risk you take living in a state like New Hampshire.
I'd rather just live.
I'd rather see all the joy and fruits of life.
Pomegranate.
Bear the fruits.
Pear.
Yeah, I like that. I like that ugly
banana.
Ugly fruit.
You pineapple.
Ever seen that one?
Apple.
I like
cherry plum.
Ooh,
grape.
I like apricot.
Raspberry.
I like apricots a lot.
Nectarine.
No, those are good too.
Tangerine, Tangelo.
Peach, we talk about peach.
Ooh, what's the.
Ooh, clementines.
Yeah,
I love those
and then the
cute ones.
Kumquat.
Oh, kumquats are great, man. You could just eat them with the rind on. It doesn't matter. They're so
good. Boysenberry,
little.
Mulberry.
Sure, gooseberry.
Elderberry.
Is a crazy one. Elderberry's
currant.
Nice.
Rhubarb.
Elderberry flower.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb is a fruit.
Rhubarb.
Tomato. Take a risk by saying nice. That a lot of people don't
avocado.
Think it's a avocado is a fruit.
Anything with a seed, MRF-er.
Couldn't
get real.
More. Get real. Get hip to this. What about cucumber? It has seed.
Fruit.
Cucumber fruit.
Carrot vegetable. Potato carrot. Vegetable.
What about
bok choy vegetable?
Radish
vegetable.
Okay. What about
turnip?
Yeah, I was going to say that,
vegetable.
But I wasn't going to say it yet.
Sunchoke?
I was thinking more like star fruit.
Fruit.
Okay. Watermelon.
Fruit.
Okay. What about lemon?
Fruit.
Lime?
Fruit.
What about lemon-lime combined?
Limiano? Fruit. I got
what
you
about,
there.
Yeah,
that
you got it. Limiano. How do you say that? Sorry. You took a risk even saying that word with your mouth. Sometimes when one goes to speak, they take a risk. Let's talk about some risky speeches that people gave. My favorite, Dean Scream.
Yeah!
Yeah!
He took a real risk going over the top like that with that.
It didn't pan out for Howard Dean.
The reward.
But let's commend him.
I think he took a giant risk. I also want to point out, let's say, Richard Nixon risking his integrity by breaking in, by being paranoid and breaking into the Watergate building. There it is, Dean Scream. Can I get two Dean Screams for Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal? That's one. That's two. Let's go three Dean Screams here. I'm talking. That's one.
Two.
That's two. That's three. We're talking Teapot Dome scandal. Crazy stuff. Huge risk. Can't recall what it was about, but I know it was risky. Reward, not so good.
It was like when they threw tea into the harbor, right?
That was, yeah. Well, they had a party right after that. They had the after
Sam
party.
Sam Adams, the beer guy.
They had the after party in the harbor, yeah. But the first thing they did was the Teapot Dome. Like, the dome was, it was crazy. Like, it was a new dome. It was risky. It didn't work. Tea tasted like garbage, which is no way to impress people, especially when you're trying to influence people and impress your neighbors. Listen to some more hardcore punk. Take a risk.
It's Siege again.
Take a risk. Listen to Roberta's Radio. Heritage Radio Network. Punk. Hardcore punk. I want to talk about...
Yeah, keep it going, man. You know, what do you want to talk about?
I think I want to talk about a risk that a lot of us face on a daily basis. And that is the risk of gambling. And if anybody's out there, if any of you listeners out there, any of you viewers out there...
You want to call in?
We'll know about the risk.
We'll hear a dial tone and we'll know it's time to take a call.
Yeah, we'll hear a dial tone and we'll know it's time to take a call from one of our callers. But I want to talk about risk. I've stepped foot in casino many times.
GA, Gamblers Anonymous.
Sure, but we can be more like GCB, Gamblers Cool Buds. You know, we're not here to say that you have a problem. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're good at risking. You have to be willing to risk it all to reap the rewards. I know that G. Paul Jr. risked it all when his old man got him the gig here. I'm sorry, I tried
to ruin his whole reputation.
Yeah, if his old man was like, I'm sorry,
because JBJ has kind of been blowing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a dial tone. We have a caller coming in. We're talking about risk on the gaming floor. I've been there. Caller, state your name and where you're from.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
This is Dean Diamond calling from Las Vegas.
I'm sorry, Dean Diamond, double D, is that you?
Dean Diamond,
calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right? Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Las Vegas, on the other side of the line.
I'm in a illegal gambling hall in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
And how's it going on the floor? You're risking a lot, aren't you?
I'm up high.
How long have you been on the gaming floor?
42 hours.
Continuously?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. What are you playing?
I'm playing blackjack.
Now, those are some of the better odds in the house.
Exactly,
and whenever there
sir.
Is an inherent risk, which is something like gambling... Cards, dice, little ball spinning in a circle, money in the machine, pull the thing.
All gambling.
All gambling, yes. And you're definitely taking an inherent risk by losing it all. And talk to me about your strategy. How did you get up big, as they say in the gaming world? I'm up big right now. How did you get there?
I've been playing fast and loose.
Fast and loose. That's a great way to play. That's a great way to play when you're on the gaming floor. A lot of people don't.
Dealer show 17, I hit.
A lot of people want to be timid on the floor. But a man who hits on 17, or when the dealer's showing 17 and he hits, yeah, take the hit. If you don't take the hit, you won't get all the cool
shit. I see an ace. I say that's ace low.
I couldn't agree more. It's either 11 or 1.
That's what I'm saying, brother.
I think it's a 1 sometimes.
I most likely
times.
Think it's a 1.
Now, Dean Diamond.
Yes, sir.
From Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Well, I'm not from Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Would you like to state where you're from?
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. I've never been. Is it nice there?
It is nice.
Do you feel like you're taking a risk by living in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Absolutely not. I believe Lincoln, Nebraska to have one of the lowest crime rates in the United States.
And is there any other reward to risking living in such a place?
Well, it's a beautiful city. It is a college town, which helps keep me young.
And how many years young are you, Dean Diamond?
I'm 47 years old, sir.
47 years young sounds like to me. It sounds like you're having a blast and you've done things the right way. Now, I want to talk more.
Thank you, sir.
I
get a real kick out of stuff like that.
I want to talk about your ability to risk. Are you willing to risk it all?
Yes.
To get up big? The reward of getting
up
big?
Right now, I am. Yes, I am.
And
I have nothing to lose.
Will you continue to risk it all? Will you live your life on a knife's edge?
Each man has his price.
And what's yours, Dean Diamond? Do you even know your price? Would you risk venturing to say that you have a price?
I think I'll know when the time comes.
I love your style, Dean Diamond. I want to thank you for being a listener here at Roberta's Radio, powered by
Heritage. Thank you for having me.
That worked out punk.
Thank you for having me, Chef Eric.
Thank you. That's yours truly.
Long time, first time.
Heard that. I couldn't agree more. Right back at you, I think, is what they say in the biz. I want you to go out there, and I want you to keep doing you.
Well, thank you very much.
And I want you to feel that no risk is too great or too small for Dean Diamond to take on.
I'll send you a Snapchat when I'm done.
Fantastic. I am at Little Doggy on Snapchat.
At Little Doggy.
Yeah.
I am at Dean Diamond 2.
Dean Diamond 2, Roman numerals, like the sequel?
No, the number 2. Someone else had already had the claim the name Dean Diamond.
So
Dean
then the
underscore
number.
Diamond underscore 2.
Yeah, that's a great way to do
that's
it.
That's my Snapchat. My Instagram is DiamondDean345.
That's
and
great.
And on Twitter, I am at DeanDiamondDean2247.
That's great. And
my email is DiamondDean, Dean Diamond, at email at gmail at 247.com.
That's great. And do you have any other handles out there on the social media verse, universe of social media verse?
I post on the Reddit board / Dean Diamond as Diamond Dean Dean Diamond 247.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say to the your fellow listeners and viewers?
I'd just like to wish you all the best of luck. And I wish I could attend DJ Mike Microwave's punk rock party at 3-9 Door
like
tonight.
It sounds like a pretty cool party.
Featuring a guest appearance by Dr. Michael Zoman, punk rockologist.
I think you would risk...
And hardcoreophile.
Yeah, I think you would risk leading a boring life if you didn't attend the party tonight. But you're going to be there in spirit, Dean Diamond. I want to let you get back to the
it's
games.
It's time for me to go watch a donkey show. Yeah. So it's time for me to
right.
go.
I didn't know they had those.
Oh,
in,
yeah. Cockfighting, donkey
Mexico.
Show.
That's
donkeys.
Wonderful.
Donkeys paying
hey,
like zebras.
Hey, keep on
donkeys.
Risking it all, Dean. And,
all right. Thank you very much, sir.
You know, feel free to call back sometime. Thanks.
All right. Good night. And JPJ.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck.
You better watch out because me and a lot of other people do not care for you at all. Signing
well,
off.
Wow. Okay. Well, sounds like we have some Jack fans in the listeners verse and the viewers verse.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, there you are, Jack.
Oh, Jack's here.
Jack's here. He just walked in. Where are
I'm
you?
I'm sorry. I was taking a dump.
Yeah, hey. I know.
Yeah.
We had.
It was a real Lincoln log. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Took a risk by eating that cheeseburger earlier. You're like, no, it's veggie burger. It's cool.
I know I'm allergic to peanuts, but I just ate them anyway.
I know. I said, hey, it's Checkers. You don't want a veggie burger here.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
You going to stick around for a minute, or you got to go?
Wait, is this Jack Inslee?
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
It is, oh, it dude. Is. He just told you, man.
I mean, look at him.
It's,
I know
it's
a couple
like,
of Jacks.
Our old buddy Jack. Yeah, that's hey. Great.
Hey.
That's great.
Hey.
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 That's right. You're listening.
Hey, Jack.
You're listening to Roberta.
Hey, hey, hey.
Whoa. Sound like Javelina there for a
sound
second.
Sound like Fat Albert.
Hey, hey, hey.
I don't mean the guy
That's
who
Jimmy
owns
Carbone.
The store.
That's Jimmy Carbone.
I mean Fat Albert, the
hey,
character.
Hey, you know what? You take a risk every time you walk into Fat Albert's store located over on Broadway and Marcus Garvey. You risk... spending your whole damn paycheck in there because they got some of the finest wares that I have seen in some time.
They have a knockoff version of Connect Four called Four Together.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Is it a game of Risk or Chance?
Uno.
Ooh, there can be only one, like a Highlander.
Branded as one.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's
hey,
sick.
Hey, check this out. Let's name back and forth dangerous extreme sports activities until one of us can't. And then the show's over.
Okay.
Can we be in a cave?
I would love to be in a cave
for this.
Can we go into the cave?
Like the biggest cave, the biggest, let's longest.
Go in, let's go in the cave.
Most opus cave.
I had the guys build one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the cave.
Now, it doesn't sound like we're in the cave.
No, you can hear the water.
No, but my microphone.
We just sound like
is
how
there any
sound.
Kind of cavernous.
That's we just
sound we can just, get going here.
We just sound how we're sounding.
Like so much reverb.
It's just
like
us
cave.
In the cave. That's
all right.
All it is.
Who wants
it's just
to go
like
first?
We're in the cave. You can hear the water drops.
I hear the reverb.
I'd like to go first.
All right.
We're talking about riskiest extreme sports.
Yep.
Union pool at 3:45 on a Friday night.
Snowmobiling.
ATV.
Base jumping.
Nice. Cliff diving.
Parasailing.
Nice. Let's talk about water skiing.
Hang gliding.
Nice. Let's talk about driving on the Autobahn.
Motocross.
Nice. Let's talk about what's that? What's that thing? The marathon man? What is it? No, it's Death Race 2000. No, it's that other one with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. You know, that one.
Show over.
Show. I guess the show's over now. We can talk about our movie pick of the week now.
No, show over.
Oh, no? I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to keep the show going.
Show over.
No. I'm taking the risk here.
Show over, JPJ.
I'm taking the risk. JPJ, do not shut the show off.
Show is over.
Do not turn off the show.
The show is over.
I have a movie pick. I want to talk about risk.
No one cares.
I want to talk about risk in the field of movie making.
Show over.
I want to talk about risk in the field of movie making involving sequels. For those of you watching at home, you just saw Dr. Michael Zoman push the mic away from his mouth. He has taken a risk by not being involved in this segment.
The show is over!
The show is not over. The show must go on. That's the risk of the entertainment industry. The show must go on no matter what. I want to talk about taking a risk in the field of movie making regarding sequels.
I want you to shut the fuck up!
I want you to... I need you out of the studio. The show must go on. That's the risk of being in the entertainment industry. You gotta go, man. I'm taking a risk by doing the rest of the show without you. I mean, you know what? And I'm taking a risk by doing the show with you sometimes. I'll be honest right now. I'm taking a risk. Get him out of here. Security. I want to talk about risks in the field of movie making regarding sequels. Riskiest movie ever. Caddyshack 2. What is up with that? We're talking about risk and reward. I hope you learned something tonight. Dr. Michael Zoman, he had to leave early. That's because he was out of line. That's a risk you take when you're in the radio industry. Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network. Punk, hardcore punk. Listen to some more Siege. See you later.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a non-profit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.